Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So, would you mind sharing with which political party you're registered? Like, would it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican? All right. Thank you. So, as you may know, not very many people vote in the primary Republican elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes who you're going to vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, you're not registered to vote, or you already voted by absentee mail-in ballot?
I vote by absentee ballot.
All right. So did you already vote, or is that how you're going to vote?
I have not voted yet, no.
All right. But would you say you're going to definitely vote then?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Thank you. And you said you're going to vote by mail with an absentee mail ballot, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
86.
86. Sorry, thank you. So, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
High school.
High school. All right, thank you.
I graduated 12th grade.
All right, thank you so much. So, now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with, and if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of these people, you can also indicate that as well. So the first person is Linda Bartsch.
Don't know her.
Kathy Townsend.
Don't know her.
Keith Pearson.
Yes.
Do you have a very favorable opinion about him, or somewhat favorable? Or somewhat
unfavorable?
All right. Somewhat. What about Richard Del Toro?
Don't know.
Ken Mascara?
Don't know him.
All right, no worries. So what is the first thing that comes to mind when that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I don't know.
All right, no worries. Don't know. All right. So what would you say is the first thing that comes to your mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I don't know him.
All right, no worries. So if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today amongst Linda Bartsch and Erin Ann Lowry, for who would you vote?
Undecided.
Undecided, all right. So, who do you think you would maybe lean towards voting for then?
I'm sorry, say that again.
If you like had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards voting then? For Linda Bartsch or Erin Ann Lowry?
Bartsch.
Bartsch, all right, thank you. So, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, amongst Kathy Townsend and Audra Macon, for who would you vote for?
Townsend.
Townsend, all right. And would that be that you're going to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Probably.
All right, thank you. And if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, and the candidates were Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Keith Pearson, and Richard Del Toro, for who would you vote for?
I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. Then who do you think you would maybe lean towards voting for?
Del Toro.
Del Toro. All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. From the following list, could you please tell me what it is you have either seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Like, have you seen a television ad or received something in the mail or received a text message or received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer? Or have you not read, seen, or heard anything about him?
I just see his signs out on the highway.
All right, signs on the highway. I thank you. So, from what you have read, seen, or heard about him, does this make you more likely to support him or less likely?
I don't know much about him, so I can't say.
All right. Would you say this makes no difference, then?
Say what?
Would you say that this makes no difference, then?
No, it doesn't make any difference.
All right. So from the following list, what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for the St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen, like, television ads or received something in the mail or received text messages or received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer? Or have you not read or seen or heard anything about him?
I've read things about him that are not. I don't know whether they're true or not. The things that are not very good about him, but I don't know. It's just, it's coming from the opposition, so I don't know whether it's true or not true.
All right, thank you. So, and now, like what you have read, seen, or heard about him, does this make you more likely to support him or less likely to support him?
Oh, I don't know. I'm undecided.
All right, no worries. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
All right, thank you. What is your main racial background?
I'm white. Is that what you mean?
Yes, for sure. White. All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.